We're at the end of Simen Samach Tes, in Sif Chaf, which is next to the last Sif of the Simen. Hopefully we'll finish the Simen today. Sif Chaf, which we discussed last week in part, is Maisa Derashi. Maisa Derashi involves something that Taka belongs at the end of the Simen. It's after it's salted, and after it's soaked, and after it's salted, and it waited Shem Alicha. And now, the salted meat, which has not yet been washed of its salt at the end, it sat for its 60 minutes in salt, and this was now placed into a regular pot, and sear came out, and something came out of the meat because of the salt. And the question was whether that something can now assur the meat or not. And Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that Rashi was Makel. Rashi said that it cannot aser. And Taisus writes at the end of Taisus, without explanation, that Kfar Nagu Ha'am Lahachmir. Taisus says, without explaining why, that the minig is to be Machmir. That was the Maisa de Rashi that we learned. The reasoning for Rashi, we had two Svaris, one mentioned in the Shach, one in the Taz, they both come from the Rosh. Rashi holds that after 60 minutes, there's no blood left in the piece of meat. And whatever comes out later does not have a din of blood to be able to aser. So since it's not blood, whatever comes out later is gravy, and gravy cannot aser. So this vart does not answer that. And therefore the Shach addresses that in Ayin Tes. Shach Ayin Tes writes, Nismalei Mitzir Mutter. Rashi said that it's Mutter, Hatam. The Tzir Hayotzim Abbasar, Lacha Sheshav, Shemalicha, Eineyela Mayel Ba'alma. Whatever comes out after the Shemalicha is not blood, it's Mayel Ba'alma. It's some sort of a liquid of the body that's Mutter. Now, Rashi asked what you asked. Tell me, Rashach, rather. Asks what you asked. Afa pisha mela shalabasar oiser. Shadabu urevai. Alright, no new blood is coming out, but blood came out during the 60 minutes. And that blood is in the salt. Why doesn't that answer? And for the shach, shadabu urevai, vamelach nismali bitzir, bekabakai, batal hu bitzir. Vamelach nismacha bitzir. And the salt now dissolves in this new tzir, chenaser. The kabak a bottle who had seer. Can't cost what paiskin. Bottle who bitsir. What does it mean, bottle who bitsir? It's very hard to understand what the words mean. It's bottle in the seer. What's bottle in the seer? So much comes out that it's 60 times against it. The Shach, the Pribagadim writes on this Shach. Any idea? Ich batu hu hadam vehemela shalachaticha b'ma'atzir b'tzarchin. Says, I don't know what the words of the Shach are, that the salt that's on the surface, batu hu b'tzir, what does that mean? What is a batu? There's no shishim, not so much, if you ever salted me, not so much comes out, that it should be shishim times the salt or the dam that's on it. And therefore, he says he doesn't know what it means, it's batu hu b'tzir.
I want to ask something.
However, yeah.
You wait an hour, you wash it off, salt and everything, and then afterwards comes out in the night. Everybody
finished. If you finish salting the meat and you washed it off, you did everything you have to do, then everyone's going to get That's right. So, according to this, it's very good. There's no dam left inside, so there's nothing that could ask.
Every time you have tzir, some blood is butter. Then another blood comes down, this butter also.
But it would be chayzer v'nir. Eventually, it would give taste, and it would be chayzer v'nir. Don't say good day to me, I just
don't.
It's red, and under a microscope, it's blood, but it's not the blood, the Torah. We have a couple. Now, getting back to Rashi, so we don't understand the shock, but getting back to Rashi. Rashi was mad here. So reason number one is that there's no dam coming out. Reason number two, mentioned in the Taz Mem Zion, He says, what about the tzir? What about the dab that's in the melach? So we have here a concept that everything is cold. Posak kayach ha-melach. That after the time, the 1 hour is up, posak kayach ha-melach. The kayach of the salt is no longer has kayach ta'aser. And if, according to that, even if the melech has blood in it, how's that blood going to be by layad to the meat? It's all cold. So, b'meila, it's mutter. So Rashi actually has two reasons. One reason is that there's no blood coming out of the piece. There's no new blood coming out. Because if blood was coming out, so the dam would be pirish b'makom l'makom in the piece, it would still be asur if it's in a cliche to b'dukim. And so reason number one is there's almost no more dam left. And reason number two is that posakayach ha-melach, there's no heat here, there's no power of salt that could asur. So according to that, if it's after 24 hours, it would taka asur, because then it would be kavush and it would asur. Now, that was Rashi Shita. Tosfos said the minhag is to be machmir. So if you have here, look at the page, you have two times that it says Yesh Eisrim. The end of the Mechaber, if you turn back to the last line of the Mechaber, it says Yesh Misha Eisr, Buzel, Buzel. The Yesh Lach Vishlei Lachatzilah. So there's one Yesh Misha Eisr right in the Mechaber. Then the Rabbah starts the Yesh Eisrim. That's confusing. Well, I guess you could understand the Yesh Eisrim even be the Evet. Raphael be the Evet. So it says two Yesh Eisrim. The Chavis Das explains that the two Yesh Eisrim are two different shitas. The Yesh Misha Eisr, which is the Mechaber, holds that there is blood which is going to come out afterwards. There's still blood in the Chaticha. He argues with Rashi's first hander. And he holds that there's still blood in the Chaticha, and that we're only Machbel Chatchila to be Chayshish for such a thing. The Yesh Eisrim, the Chavis Das is Labid Beis. Tabe Yeshay Yosef Shevi Haga is a different shita. You'll see why in a minute. He holds Vaday Tzira Yosef Ayelhu. There's no blood left. Rak Tadesa Mishum Tadiv Lahadab Shal Ponav Tabayel Gab Kereseach. The second shita holds, does hold of the second heter. They hold that the blood that's on the surface of this chaticha, that's in the salt, could still aser, because they hold that this is still reisayach. They don't hold the posakayach ha-melach. Or more accurately, they hold the tzir itself is reisayach. And that's the shach pei says that. And the meila, they aser. So you have two reasons to aser. Okay, one more time. Either the Yesh Mishai so holds that there's still dam in the piece. According to that, the whole piece is aser. Or no, just worried that the salt on the outside surface is still hot, and the blow which came out earlier is going to be nivla back in. According to that, it's enough shishim against that.
What?
Why
does dam in the piece also after the time? After the man? Why is it also?
The first shita.
The first shita
holds that there's still dam in the meat. If you wash it off, it's mutter, because it's dam. We assume any dam that was pirish is pirish lagami. The dam that wasn't pirish is dam in b'kayma, nothing's going to happen. So the first shita, that shita would have to hold. That if it's not pirish in the malicha, it's not going to be pirish later in the cooking either, once you wash it. This is the mudik fe'aflita. Okay. We're chayshish for the shita l'chumra.
It's not the ikra shita.
Tea, right?
Yeah.
I can't drink tea. It's nice of you. Give it to someone else. I can. I may not drink tea.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you wash it, there's no more blood.
The what?
If you wash it, there's no more blood inside.
If you wash it,
what's the blood inside?
If you wash it, then the blood that's inside is the siyabesh v'vakaymai. And if you want to explain it scientifically, I can't explain it. We have such a Kabbalah.
So both first and second sheet have to hold it that the salt is working. Because what it's taking out, because that's why what it's taking out is blood. If it wasn't...
The second sheet holds there's no blood left inside. Again, this Yesh Eisrim of the Ramah holds there's no blood in the piece after an hour. But there's blood on the salt, on the outside, that is going to go back in an Aser. That's what we're afraid.
So the salt is still
the salt, right?
And the first sheet would have to hold that the salt is the seif to pull out more blood.
Right.
That's why it's not some steer.
Well, we see Beinayla, we see something coming out.
Afterwards, you say it's some steer, but otherwise, the salt, that salt is still pulling out now.
Okay.
I think that's what you have to say.
Let's see the Ramah. V'yesh eiser ma'filu b'di'evet k'dei klipa. The Ramah is mekel here k'dei klipa. It's a chumrah, typically, w'machmir b'kulai. Here is mekel k'dei klipa. Probably the reason is that we say salt is only gives tam k'dei klipa. W'machmir b'kulai, maybe it's shaming. But dam is kachush. And it only goes, only travels k'dei klipa with salt. V'achi nog. V'davka b'ashe b'ulach b'seich ha-tzir. Avo b'ashe chutzlush tzir shari. Only what's in the tzir. Again, you have this piece of meat that's salted, you put it in a pot, and liquid gathers. Even the machmirim is only what's under the level of that liquid. What's above it, whatever comes out, runs down. It's not going to aser. The salt shalpanav is not going to aser it, because it's going to run down. Vakeli shadafa by oisitzir, aser. If you hold that tzir is still reseach, the way the Ramah holds. So it asers the keli in which it's placed. You have the salted meat. If you don't rinse it off and you put it into a pot, the salted meat asks the pot. Also, it was a milchik kli, v'yesh by lichluch, and it has some milk, residual milk. That if you would have a little bit of milk, since the salt, according to the Ramah, which is Tosfos, is still considered hot, it'll therefore aser the chaticha. So like Rashi, after Shia Malicha, the salt's not considered hot. You put meat on milk, you just rinse it off. There's no blias. But according to Ramah, that we say that the salt is not pasak kaychai, that the tzira that comes out is still considered reseya. The milk will aser the meat. Avalu hefse beruba, visveik abke tzarasu des mitzvah, yesh lahako v'layim edachash Shia Malicha le'mesha tzireka reseya. But if it's hefse beruba, nesu des mitzvah, you can rely on Rashi. And the tzir is not considered to be reseach. So that basically we have the tushitis and lechatchila wa machmir, but the yevu wa meikol.
So according
to Tosfos, the keli is also considered to be
cliche
minuka. Exactly, it's like cliche minuka,
and the you didn't wash it and you cook it. What happened? You didn't wash it. You didn't wash the smit.
And you cooked it. So that you would need shishim against the salt on the outside. Now, it's only for us. Svardim Amek like Rashi. It's only the Ramah that's Machmer.
So, what would happen, let's say, if you have this salt,
infinite to it,
and
you rub
the salt
in
meat and put that into the clay? Would that also have
a
Seiyas? And also ask the clay yourself?
If you didn't do Hadacha, you just rinsed it off. You just rubbed it off. All right, I'll tell you why there's a complication. I'll tell you what the complication is. The question was, we're saying now that there's no blood left in the piece after the hour. We're just concerned that the surface is reseach, and therefore the resicha on the surface is going to go and be balea back in. The question is, why you don't do hadachi? You just take a paper towel and you wipe off all the everything that's on the surface. What is the din of the chaticha? So the pashtus, based on what we said, there should be no problem. There's nothing here to answer. If you got off everything on the surface, then there's no answer, and that's true.
There is no answer.
However, there's one slight complication. The reason of the Yesh Oisrim is expressed. We expressed it here that the Melech is still Reseach. There are poiskim, including the Taz and this long Taz of Mem Zayin, express it that the Chaticha is Reseach. That a piece of meat that's salted gets a din of reseach until you rinse it. Now, if this you wipe everything off the surface, there's still no problem. It would only be a problem still if you put it on milk. It would, according to that, it would still be reseach to be belayah from the milk.
But the salt itself.
Right. If you take off the salt, then there's no issue.
But you put the salt into
kli. If you take off the salt, you put it into a kli.
Right. And you have a sound.
And it's mixed with dam.
It's mixed with dam, and you say it's
koteya, with aspergillus. That's right. The salt would ask even without the piece. It doesn't need the piece. Nachinam.
So without the salt, it's dry, and that'll ask it. sitting in a cave. There's no tzir coming out now. There's no liquid.
If it's a siyabesh, then it's mutter. Also, in the long house, he says that if it's a siyabesh, if you can see it's a siyabesh, then it's mutter. But we're talking where it's still mutter.
The salt that he's talking about over here is dry, it's not going to
pass. Not, the fact is, it's not. If it's a siyabesh, if it dries, the Tar says if it's a siyabesh, it's mutter. It is. Now, there's an arichus. You see a long Taz in Mem Zayin. There's a corresponding long shach in Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei. And the lemaisa of it is the following. They both express the following halacha. This idea of Pesach Koyach HaMelach, that after an hour the salt has no koyach, is only in a case where the melach worked to pull dam out of a chaticha. The melach sort of used its energy to pull the dam out of chaticha. So then there's a concept of Pasach Koyach HaMelach, which Rashi was Mechadish. However, if you would have a case where you're salting some meat that's a kosher meat, it's already salted and washed, and now you're salting it to preserve it as they used to do. And let's say you have a piece of nevela. This was a maisa that happened with the Trumas Hadeshen. There's a Truma in the Trumas Hadeshen. For a bris mila, they prepared meat, and they salted, so happened to be they were salting meat and ivas and duck, I guess. They salted it, not for blood. It was already salted for its blood previously. It was salted to preserve it. It was thrown into one big keli, and as lashon is, it was turned upside down and downside up, so everything touched each other. And now, came to the bris, they were rinsing it off to serve it. And they found one of the ducks was a trefa. There was no shishim against it. So he talks about this shaila, whether the meat is aser, because the ducks had been salted, the meat had been salted, it sat for an hour, and now they mixed it. So his question is, can we say Pasach Koyach HaMelach, that the ducks are all going to be aser, because there was initially salted together. And then, but the meat, it was only put in the meat after an hour. So there, the Trumas Hadeshen says we should say Pasach Koyach HaMelach. The melach has no salt, no power to aser. And there he writes, Pefsim Merubah, and it's a Siddhas Mitzvah. You could be Mekel, which is what the Ramah brings. Besonach HaRashi, Pefsim Merubah, Besudhas Mitzvah. The Shach and Taz, they both agree with the Ramah that the Trumas Hadeshen said you could rely on Rashi, Pefsim Merubah, Besudhas Mitzvah. But they both say they don't understand what's going on here. Pasach Koyach HaMelach is only salt that's drawing blood out of meat. After an hour, its koyach is spent. But if you take meat, which is already salted, there's no dam left, and you salt it to preserve it, or you take cheese and you salt it to preserve it, that koyach HaMelach is forever. There's no reason to say that the melach changes. And dialogue with the chiddush of Rashi, we have this chiddush of Pasach Koyach HaMelach. So Shach and Taz both argue that it should be Pasach Koyach HaMelach only makes sense dialogue with the chiddush of Maisa of Rashi, which is when it's pulling out dam. But the case was not pulling out dam. So they argue with the Trumas Hadeshen. They say in his case, the power of the salt is forever, and it should answer. And that's the way we pass it.
It's
only off the vela. So the vela, the Ikarad did is Kadeh Klipa, but we in Tzadik Aleph HaMachmir, that maybe it was Shamein, and Shamnunis goes Bekulai, and therefore we're Machbra, Malicha, and Apikim, and we ask the Bekul.
Only by the Zam.
Really, when the Melach is finished pulling the blood out, it's not really Melach anymore. It's done being Melach in the Melach sense of the word.
If you want to tell me Rashi holds that way, I'm asking. If you want to tell it to me based on Svara, I would bet if you take that piece of salt and you put it under a microscope, it's going to look like the same piece of salt as any other piece of salt. So it's the Kabbalah we have from Rashi. Rashi probably had it from his rebellion. I don't think when we started Melicha, I mentioned that we don't pass these things off his svara. Yes. What?
There is a scientific basis for it.
What's that?
It's a matter of concentrations. If you have salt and it's supposed to dry out a certain solute from another area,
right?
It's osmosis. Once the thing is drawn out, when it's going to dry out, there's a kinetics. It stops and it doesn't do any more drawing.
Okay, so science has discovered what Rashi discovered earlier. Okay. Okay, good. Appreciate it.
How then
what?
How then the Talmudis work?
We say, Yeah, okay. Davashamein is mefafeya further. You know, fatty things are... how it works, navigate to me, that it works, that I have a couple. What? Capillary. Okay. Okay. So it goes up also. The skins of the ducks. We assume that the skin of a bird, as long as it's still attached the way the bird was when it was alive, is considered one chaticha. When you go to the chicken to the shechita houses, and you salt chickens, those salted chickens are salted, despite the fact the salt is on the skin, not on the meat. It's only where occasionally a piece of skin gets beat up and falls off, partially falls off of the meat, and then the guy just puts it back on. That's where you have problems. Because once it's off, it's a separate chaticha. But the mashkichim have to be careful to catch that.
So when we buy chicken, it's off. It's because it comes up when they're cutting it.
When you buy is no raya what it was in the Be'er Shechita house.
No, I'm saying so we have no.
When you buy chicken, the skin on it, it's
no. A lot of the skin is soft, flat, right. It's loose. You assume that.
We assume that the Hechsher took care of it. That it was so. You have to remember, worst case scenario, even if they missed it, it's niblach b'tzarechad. We're machmer and niblach b'tzarechad. The b'shiyasiv is meikel. There's a tzarech to be meikel. To finish the Mechaber, I want to come back to a Taz, but first let's finish the Mechaber. Lufi Devarav. Now, you have to catch Lufi Devarav. What does the Mechaber mean? Lufi Devarav, according... Now, the Mechaber is not going on the Ramah, because he didn't read the Ramah. He's going on what he said earlier. He said, Yesh Misha'isa B'zeh B'zeh. Earlier, he said, there's a Shita that holds that salt comes out later. He says, Lufi Devarav, according to the Shita, that not like Rashi, that salt comes out later... Afa pisha shaha basa bimela kashir. Asa lecho bimenu achi edichenu yafa yafa. Even though the basa sat in the salt more than the shear that it needs, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it until you do a hadacha achrayna. Now, these words, says the Shachataz, are very confusing. Lefi dvarav, if you don't like Rashi, you have to do a hadacha achrayna. You have to do a hadacha achrayna according to everybody. Right? You have to rinse off. Of course you have to rinse off the salt before you eat it. That's pashit. So Rav HaShulchan learns that Lefi Dvarav is going on the last part of this Mechaber. Because Lefi Dvarav, you have to rinse it off. You don't have to rinse it on everybody. But then there, also lachtech mimenu b'saki kodim she'edichenu v'mchazach tzarech la'gilai. If it's sat in it for a long time, and now afterwards you're going to cut the meat, if you cut it with a knife before... it was rinsed off, then you have to do Hagala. That's dafka going according to this Leashita. The Leashita disagrees with Rashi's Kula. So they hold that the salt afterwards is going to aser if you cut it with a knife. The first half of this piece of Mechaber, that you have to do a Hadach Achrayna, that's going with Kuli Alba, and that's true according to everybody. Now, the question is why? Why, if I cut meat, I salted it, waited an hour, I cut it with a knife, we're saying now that you're going to have to kasha that knife, according to the Mechmir. What? The meat itself is, according to the Shita, is Aser. Right, Yesh Bishai, so we're going down the Yesh Bishai. See, actually, the meat is also, if it's in a cliche of a nukiv. With Kli Menukiv, everything runs out, nothing's running in. Right? Since it's busy being pilot, it's not going to be Balea. But the knife itself, Tzarech Lahagilai. So, it touched the salt. So, Lechaira, this would aser because the salt would aser. Now, we said, Eimelicha Lekalim. Eimelicha Lekalim Lahaf. That's only for the Kali to give our taste. But for taste to go into a keli, so that we do say. So therefore, the salt would aser. That's what we're saying now, according to the Yesh Misha Iser before. So that it would appear, the Yesh Misha Iser before, not only holds that there's still dab in the piece, but also holds that the salt on the surface still is reseach. And therefore, if chatach tzarech lahagilai, If you turn the page, Yesh Vatira Lachtech Pesach Elachah Shoshoshi Melicha, Dei Melicha Lekeilim. Zok to Rabba, Sama Matir cutting with a knife, Dei Melicha Lekeilim. What's going on here? I just explained. A Melicha Lekeilim is only A Melicha Lekeilim Lahaflit. Right? Melicha, that's the rule. Salt does not affect Caleb to cause it to give a blia out. The Rabbah here seems to say, there's no Melicha Lekeilim even to be Beileya. B'chidikr, the mutter. So Zok the Shach, what does it mean? Shach Peches. He takes this Rabbah, it says no. A Melicha Lekeilim Kalaymar, the Hadab Mishrik Shorek, the Ainidiv Lobisakit. Now, it's something of a daichik in the Lashon, but Lamai said it has to be pshat. Dam mishrik shorek means that blood has a tendency to run, which means when you salt in a kli menukiv, you're salting meat in a kli menukiv. Part of the meat is on a part of the kli that's whole, with a W, right? Some of it is whole with a W, some of it is whole with an H. But what I'm saying is, you salt in a kli menukiv, you say it runs. Why don't you say it sits? We have this Kabbalah Dam Mishrik Sharik. If Dam has place to go, it runs. So say, when you cut with a knife, this Yesh Vatirin says that the Dam is going to run off the knife. It's not going to sit on the knife. It's going to run off. V'chein ikar demutter. Aval asak et tzarech hadocha. Of course, you have to rinse it off. Achakach. Yitzu v'karakam this Yabashol of Atzir. Or, if blood got on it, and dried on it, so now you can't be sure that when you rinse it, you're going to get off all the blood. Then you do the eats of a karka, which we discussed in the past. Filokaidim shir malicha ain iser b'shem hasakin elam b'shem sheyetzei da be'er al basar v'mroitzel adicha sham heitav lazal lebachay sham butter. If during, we had this in the very beginning of the siman, if you cut the meat, we say that blood comes out onto the surface of the meat, you salt it there, and it'll be butter. We're talking during the salting. So during the salting, if somebody cuts the meat, you salt it at the place where it was cut, and actually you have to rinse it off there, because the chashash, that cutting, brings dab onto the surface, and then it's mutter.
What about duch ha-sakina? Duch ha-sakina.
What about it?
When you cut, the blood should go inside it, because it's duch pressure of the knife.
The Shulchan Aruch does not consider meat to be a davar kasha. Even though we talk about cutting a salami or cutting a beef, that it's a davar kasha, and it needs to be kashered if it's a treif of meat, but fresh meat is not as hard, apparently, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't consider it a davar kasha. The Mechaba finishes, when you want to salt meat in place of refrigeration for storage, the right way to do it, after you put it in a proper keli and you salt it properly, madichin oisei yafe yafe, you rinse it well, v'aka chayzum v'molchin oisei, and then you salt kadesh yiskayim, v'afil v'klisheinim v'nokiv. Once the piece of meat is finished and it's kosher meat, you can salt it and put it wherever you want. V'afil v'fisvarazu. V'mreitza l'mloyach v'lechol tzli, b'loy hadocha oisa v'ayne chayshish l'dam shalam elach. If you want to now take the salted meat and roast it, you don't even have to rinse it off. You're not concerned about the dam that's on the melach. We say by tzli, and this means roasting something on a spit, not in a keli, that blood is drawn out by the dam, and it does that by the fire, and it's dam avliya. If you salt it and put it into tzli, but if it stayed b'molchai for an hour, the dam itself is iser. He's saying the following: when we have a meaning that when we roast meat, we put salt on it. Ikra din, you don't have to salt meat for roasting. However, our minig, the minig is to put some salt on it. When we roast it, it says ma'at melach you put on. That ma'at melach, you don't have to worry, is going to become aser and aser the meat, because the dam is shayavai. However, zok the mechaber, if you have salt which sat for an hour with the piece, and the salt became gufa iser, so then, l'chayshish, that the heat is going to be mavliya, the gufa iser back into the meat, and then you need a hadocha yafa. So that's the psak of the Mechaber, And as you see, there are no mefarshim on this because it's basically a simple thing.
You put a pan and you take meat and roast it, and the tzir goes in the pan.
Right.
Okay. It's nimlach. It's
falls down into a pan.
No, no. Take the meat and put it in the pan to
kosher
boil
meat.
It. Yeah.
Yes, it's fine. Once it's washed, everything is fine. There's never a problem. Doesn't matter. Why we put melach by tzli? It's a kohenic trouble. The idea is to get the dam to be on the way out. That's the meaning. It says the meaning by tzli is to. I don't know. We do it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it's later in Siman Ayavav. It's a Ramah. Yeshayim the tzli by adach tchila. Yeshayim tzar gam ksas malicha tchila. Haminig, the minig for tzli is lahadicha tchila v'gam lamolcha ktsas kasher nitchav b'shpud. When you put it on the shpud, you salt it a little bit. Miyum lahadicha v'lay molchai. Whatever you do is motto vatsho shokach milichasa. So, what? Right. It's still, the salt is shy, draws it out, doesn't push it in. Since it draws it out, its sli is mutter. Interesting, I have, but yeah, it's interesting, of course. What? Yeah, that's what the Shach Tzadi Beis says, right? Yeah, but Dichrei Siyafi Yav L'Sfarach right now, right? That's what he's saying. You're right. Okay, what? I don't know. I want to look Kaveh next, so I believe that I'll look into it. The last sif chafal of pebakim shei melach motzui, the place where salt is not found. There's no salt. Yitzlu habasar at sheyazav kol dami vakechei vashlenu. If you can't do salting, so you do tzli and the mela. That everything is good. Now, are we finished in the samach test? There is one issue. Okay, so Taz, Mendy wants to learn Taz Nun Dalet. How much do you have to roast it? For how long? So the Taz brings in Nun Dalet, Rishal Hevi Dasaran, She Yizbashel, he means She Yitzla, but Kemichel Bendusoy, that I have to cook it till it becomes edible. Dasarashba, She Roy Lachilo, the Roiv Bine Yodam, Uposit Karajba, She Kemashaba Zerua, Bagashari Dura, Neshena Noshim Bikiyas Bedavar, the ladies are not Bikiyim, he means a Koshke the men. That if you want to roast something and then cook it, so there are three levels. Mechel ben Yosoi, or Roy Lechel L'Roy B'nei Adam. And since we're not Pekiyim, we wait at Yisyavish B'chutz until it's you can see it dry on the outside. And that's where he says to be Noyeg, let it call Hashitas. Right. Okay, there's a contemporary issue which is not at all addressed in Hilchas Melicha. And that's an issue of whether skin or hide needs salting. We keep on talking about salting meat. And I guess the Pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is who eats leather. Nobody eats the skin of animals. And therefore, what's the issue exactly? However, there is an issue because Mealmart, perhaps others, make a kishka where the outside is made from the skin. I don't know if they make it today. In 1992, when there was a whole tumult over it, they were making it. A kishka where the outside wrapping is made from skin. And it was skin what? No, intestines is the old-fashioned ones, which the Sephardim still make. Ashkenazim don't have any, we have no intestines. No intestines in any shchita house that I'm aware of is kash. Ashkenazim have intestines, I'm sorry. What's it called? You guys have stuffed food with the yeah. with the sheep intestines.
Right, this is
what's it called?
No,
it's called. Okay. He doesn't remember. I don't remember. There's especially Yom Tov time. It's a Yom Tov food, right? There's a Nashkita houses. They don't. The intestines are thrown in the with the dog food and everything else, and it's not used. We occasionally there is a kashering done on the intestines of sheep. If you would see it before and after, if you would see it before, you wouldn't want to eat this stuff. But after, it's transparent. It's interesting.
It's like hot dog. It's all the hot dogs.
Like a small hot dog.
All
yeah, okay.
Together.
It's the intestine is incredibly elastic. When you look at it, the way it comes, it's like a straw, a little thicker than a straw. When they finish stuffing it, it's like you said, like a hot dog. It stretches. But I'm not talking now about the intestines. The intestines certainly need the licha. There's shita rishayim that me'ayim don't need, but we pass the me'ayim. It's a separate sin. The question has to do with the skin of the animal, which is not salted in the base of shchita, and they started making something. What?
Make gelatin, actually.
They can make gelatin out of it. Okay, but I'm not aware that there's a kosher gelatin made out of these things. But okay, if they make gelatin, it will be the same shayla. What? You make fish gelatin.
No, Shemai is leather also.
Out of bone.
And a leather too, fine. So it'll be the same shayla if that's the case. Beit Hashem next week, everyone will bring in their favorite. So let me tell you, it's very interesting. Where does the issue come from? The issue of whether skin does need salting, does need salting. As you all know, skin doesn't have blood like meat has blood. The issue begins with the Taz. The Taz is in Hilchos Shechita, in Siman Chav Gimel, Taz Zayin. And that Taz is going on a custom which I mentioned to you in a totally different, in regard to a totally different discussion. I mentioned to you that one of the differences between Chassidus Shechita and non-Chassidus Shechita is a custom that Chassidim have that before they shecht a bird, they pluck the feathers off the Mokum Hashechita. And the reason for that is, there's a psul, one of the five psulim that the halacha mishum Sinai in Shechita is something called hachlada. Hachlada is when the knife is covered at the time of Shechita. It says when you shecht a sheep, you have to shave the wool off the makom Shechita, otherwise the knife is buried in the wool, and that's a psul. And for that reason, the Ramah in Simin Chav Tes brings that there were some that had a custom to pull out the feathers before shechting. However, the Ramah also brings Simin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin. The Ramah himself, and that's the meaning of, as I say, the non-Chassidus Shechita, is the Ramah says Yeshizah Shaloi Libretanoitzas. He says, if you can shech without pulling out the feathers, of that big feathers, if you look at our chickens, there's barely anything there. So, yesh lizah shaloi limrait hanoitzais. Why not? There are actually two reasons that I mentioned. One reason has to do with Tzar Balei Chayim, which has nothing to do with today's discussion. The other reason the Rabbah brings here in this simen is im talash hanoitzais min ha'oif v'yatzadam. If you're going to pull out the feathers, the blood will come out. Yesh lahatrif t'chashino l'dekivas haveshet. We're going to be matrif because we're afraid that when you pulled out the feather, you made a hole. And perhaps that hole, from pulling, caused something underneath to get pulled. And somehow the veshet is what's bleeding. And that's why blood is coming out. Because of the kivas haveshet, we're afraid that the food pipe has a hole in it. That's the chashash that we're concerned with. The kivas haveshet. Zoktish taz. Zedava sheyef shalo imray. Aydei tlishas hanoitz yidokev haveshet. He says, the veshet is behind. Abishash shchita, it's pushed forward. Both simanim are pushed forward. And the kodeh, which is hard, is not going to bleed. The veshet, which is soft, is going to, we're chashash for that. What? He's also not from Bashu. Okay, good. So the Taz is Matbiya. Where does this come from? For pulling out a feather, you're going to make a hole in the pipe. However, the Taz writes at the end, Halacha Lebaisa, Avodere Ikka Kedivrei Rabbah. Why? Kivad Sheyotz Adam. If you see that blood is coming out, Ado Chayshish Shemadikav Nekav Dak Ma'id, V'daga Beveshet, Veda Nir Alanu. We're afraid that somehow you did make a hole in the Nekav. You can't find it because there's blood in the hole. For where did the blood come? Skin itself doesn't bleed. Therefore he says to be machmir. So what's he saying? He's saying that logically it's hard to understand how pulling out these feathers is going to affect the food pipe. However, it's up to Taz. If you actually see blood coming out of the hole, so you did something. Because the skin itself, be'or ein dam, therefore he says, akein ein lahak. What? Well, scientifically there's dam, but the question is, what do you...
Does come out the blood.
One second, hold on. So that's the words, those are the words of the Taz. The words of the Taz are, that be'or ein dam, and therefore, that's the gay over there, it's a chumra. For us, it's a kula. If we're going to take the Taz literally, that bar ain't dam. So you don't have to salt the skin. The skin has no blood. And then there's no issue. The Pribagadim brings the Tfuah Shar that asks the kasha. He says, what do you mean there's no blood in the skin? The Gemara says in Yuma that you're supposed to spritz Medam HaPar. It says, Medam HaPar, V'loi Medam HaAr. You have to make sure you get blood from the flesh, from the meat of the par, and that from the skin. If I say the skin does have blood. So you see from a Gemara that the skin has blood. Excuse me. What's a better raya, the skin has blood? You scratch yourself or you have a Gemara that says so?
Huh?
What? Gemara's a raya. Maybe that doesn't have a dinner blood. I don't know how to answer. Maybe sketching out this kid, good. What? Yeah.
He didn't cut him.
It was only from the skin?
He wanted to cut him. He didn't cut him.
I don't know. At any rate, this is his kasha. This is the Pribagadim's kasha. In the Gilead Marsha, he says, maybe, look, you have a kasha. Ramah says that birds don't have blood. The Taz says birds don't have blood in the skin. Gemara says a par does. Says must be a difference between a par and a bird. Birds was saying ein dam ba'ar, and par is yesh dam ba'ar. So he says he brings, I think it's Shuvah Shosiakim. So he says mameilu is no steerer. So I don't know if human beings are more like chickens or more like oxen. I know if human beings are more, but I don't know if the skin is more like. But what? It would die, yeah. It means halachic dam. Halachic dam, yeah, okay, good, good. So, Ramesha has a tshuva on this shaila. And Ramesha, first of all, he says that Giyamasha has teretz, that it's a deichik v'chalek, between the two. But Ramesha writes that it may be two things, two possibilities. One possibility, Ramesha says, is that the blood on the skin is between the skin and the meat. It's where the skin contacts the meat. He says he finds such an expression in Chazal. It says regarding a baby before the bris milah who has jaundice, Chazal used the expression of loy nivla damai, that the blood is not, why is the baby red? The blood is not absorbed. He used such an expression. Now, whether it's referring to jaundice or that, I don't know, but it uses such an expression, like nivla damai, the blood is not absorbed in the flesh. He said there's such a thing as the dam, which is somehow bein or lebasa. He says perhaps that's what the Gemara means, dam apar, like dam or, meaning not the dam under the ar. But it could be the ar has no dam. A second possibility, he says, which I think we would be more satisfied with, is that there is ma'at dam in the ar. The skin has ma'at dam. We find, regarding the me'ayim, regarding the intestines, that there's a shita in the rishayim, that you don't have to salt the intestines because it has such a small amount of blood that it's not going to hassle. And we don't pass it that way in regard to the intestines. But regarding the skin, when the Tar says that ein dam ba'ar, he means that there's not a significant amount of dam in the ar. That if you pull out a feather and it bleeds, it's not coming from the ar, it must be coming from underneath. So it means that there's no significant amount of dam in the ar. And b'meila, Ramesha says that the kasha on the Taz comes off, either one of these two terutzim. And he says if the kasha comes off, and the Taz says that there's no dam in the ar, so Ramesha p'sak is that a person could be mekel and use the skin. He says you have to be careful to be geirer the basar from under, to make sure that the skin is clean from meat under it. But it's just the skin. So he says that you could be mekel to eat the stuff. Tiva lachatchila, yeah. As I state in the Gusmash. There's a second one. The Gusmash is in Yeridei Echelek Aleph, Tshuva Lamed Gimel. There's a second group of makilim, and that's in the Yad Ephraim, Simen Ayin Zayin, at the end of Hilchas Belicha. The Yad Ephraim says a second heter. He says there is blood in the skin. But that's not the blood the Torah asked her. The Torah's lashon is ach basar damai benafshei loisechelu, ach basar damai benafshei. Torah only asks dam basar. You find in the Gemara in Krisus, it says dam basar v'lo dam beyim. The Gemara says that dam beyim is also the rabbanon. It's not nisa deraisa. It's not dam basar. So the Yad Ephraim is also mekel on dam or. He says even if there is dam in the yar, it's still not what the Torah asserts. So therefore you have now a second group, the Barshab Paschas like the Yad Ephraim. So you have the Igros Moshe and the Yad Ephraim that are Mekilim. There are Machmirim, including the Prima Gadim. And the question therefore became what to do with this became a tumble in 91-92. I think they just discovered they were doing it and it became something of a tumble. Rabbi Yashuv then wrote, if he actually wrote it or not, it was printed in one of the journals, he wrote that Yeshlus Machala Igris Maisha, Famahadrin Yechmir Olaatzman. He wrote that the Igris Maisha Yechmiralaya, and if you want to be Mahadrin, so be Mahmir. The Prima Gadim asks, he can't say there's no time to be Mahmir. Not to eat this kishka that has, that's made out of this stuff. The nearby the Rav who gives the Hechsher wrote a letter which was also printed. I think this was all in one of the journals of in Toshin and Beis. And he wrote the following Tzirufin to be Megal. He explained how this works. It describes how the leather is, the skin of the animal is removed, and there are two layers. The outside layer is sent for leather, it's not used in this, and the inside layer of the skin is used. The way it's used, in part, is that it's soaked in different types of chemicals, ammonia sulfate and lime, other things, and it gets it's dried out very much. Then it's actually ground. It's ground into pieces, into small fine particles, and those particles are then reformed into what he calls a kiss, a pouch, whatever it is that they want to make. And that is then dried over a fire, which is 200 degrees, which has a din of tzli, and it's made into this pouch. So he argues two tzerufin to be vehicle. We have a machlaikis if the R has dam or not, which they shall hakel. There are two important serufim. In Simisabas Tesif Tezbav, we had that baso that was meluchluch bedam, shenishru b'mayim eisleis. We had a shayli, a baso that has blood on it, it's kavush. Yesh oisrim la'ich la'iki in tzli. It's got blood in it. The Mechaber said you can only eat it tzli. Otherwise, you can only eat it tzli. Rabbah said, "Yeshayisim afil tzli." That if you kavish raw meat with its own salt, with its own blood, so the meat now becomes also because of kavush with its own blood. What happens now? So the mechaber shita is that roasting it helps. We're machbir. Nevertheless, he argued that in this case you have a tziruf of the mechaber shita. Because even if there is blood in it, and even if in the processing it's kavush, it's soaked in whatever these chemicals are, even if you consider it to be kavush, but afterwards sleeve, when they forms the pouch, they grind it, make a pouch out of it, it's nitzla. So according to the mechaber shita, that sleeve should be good. No, well, I suppose. Well, if something is moist and you put it over a fire,
is it moist when they grind it? It's not
as dry. I can't answer you. I don't know. You mean the blood is the siyavish besaychay? Maybe the assumption. I don't know. Maybe the assumption is that if it's blood, it'll liquefy in the heat. It'll evaporate. So I don't know. I've never seen it. The second siruf is in Hilchos Basa B'Cholav. It talked about or that was dried out, the Gabi Basa B'Cholav, and you want to use it for the Arakeva, for cheese. So also there's a shita there that once you take skin and you dry it, it's the siyabesh, that it has a din of pirsha ba'alma, that it loses all of its taste. And the Ramah there was makel, the Shach was machmir, but the Ramah was makel, that once skin is dried, it's dried out, there's no lachluchis left, that then it becomes kipir shabiyam. Now here, logically, it's a little schwer to understand, because if it has no taste, why is Milmat so makpid to use it? Like, why are you using it? It would seem that it still has some taste in it. So I don't know. But
it uses the wrapping.
Yeah, but so why do they use that instead of plastic? So why do they use this instead of plastic? It's not cheaper. Right? It's edible. So it's just because it's edible? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But what? You can chew it, you can eat it, okay. You talk. So kapodim with these two tzerufim, plus you have the heter in the first place. That's what he was arguing, that you could be saibach lechatchila on such a shita. But al kapanim.
So how do you go back to then according to the Mekilim, then what's the problem of chav gimel? What did the Mekilim say?
The Mekilim say that there's no. So that's why it's a problem. It's a kula here, it's a chumra there. Over there, we're saying if blood came out when you buy it, where did it come from? The R has no blood. It must be it came from the inside. The Mekilim says something happened inside. Okay, Agav, there's another separate whole tumble from that Rabbah in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Is there a tumble in Hilchos Sefer Torah? If you're allowed to write on the skin of an oif, or if you assume oifes have holes in them, because you say when you pull out this, the feather in a head, there's a hole left. So you're allowed to write on it Sefer Torah, or Tarnagel, because it seems over there has holes in it, and a thing with holes in it is not kosher for Sefer Torah. So it's interesting how from one halacha comes halacha solos. Okay, next week I would like to learn Hilchis Kaved. Melichas HaKaved, I should Tzlias HaKaved, that's actually Siman Ayin Gimel. Most of the rest of Hilchis Melichas, that's so negeya to us. Even in Yeridaya Barafah, we did not learn Melichas HaLev, Melichas HaMeyayim, but Tzlias HaKaved. So next week we'll learn Siman Ayin Gimel, we'll learn about the Kaved.